Evolve is America.
The brain.
Diane Durista is president of Durista Communications Incorporated. This is a New York City consultancy serving business leaders who want to communicate with maximum impact, whether it's face-to-face, in front of a crowd, or from an electronic platform. Clients include Citigroup, Credit Suisse, Federal Reserve, Helena Medical, JP Morgan, Medco Health, Starwood Hotels, the NBA, and a whole lot more. She's also the author of Knockout Presentations, How to Deliver Your Message with Power, Punch, and Pizzazz. By the way, that's an Amazon.com category bestseller. Joining us on the line from New York City is Diane Durista, president of Durista Communications. Diane, welcome to the program.
Thank you, David. Good to be here.
You have said that speaking, or how we speak and present, is in fact the new competitive weapon. What do business owners and entrepreneurs often miss about this element of their brand and how they present it?
Well, exactly what you said, David. Verbal communication is your brand, and your presentation can make or break your company, your brand, your image. Here's an example. A few years ago, I was curious, and I had asked an investor, when there are IPOs, what's the most important thing that you look for? Is it the presentation? And they said, well, actually, it's the management team. You have to have a strong management team. But the presentation is very important. In fact, there was someone one time, the CEO, who was presenting their case, and he just didn't come across as powerful, as confident, and we didn't have confidence in his leadership, so we didn't fund him. So it is very important, and especially now where everything has become commoditized, where there's so much more competition than ever before, what makes your brand stand out from someone else's is the way that you present it. It needs to be compelling. It needs to be clear. It needs to be right on point.
And what a CEO, what they think or how they function may not come across. So they're very different. They're very separate kinds of skill sets, aren't they?
Yes, and someone can be very good technically in terms of the business and getting it going and not be that outward face that says, I'm a leader. And here's what I'm finding now in the market. People want to hear from the leader, so it's very hard to delegate speaking anymore, and that's why more and more CEOs and high-level executives are investing in this kind of training.
When business leaders come to you and they want to learn to present themselves more effectively, where do you start? What kinds of techniques might they need from you in terms of how to bolster this skill set?
Well, it runs the gamut, but I'm often called in to help in the area of executive presence. So most people have very good content, they know their business, but they just don't come across as a leader. Sometimes it's just that polishing, that fine-tuning. But when you walk into a room, when you speak, when you connect, do you look and sound like a leader? So my approach is the science of speaking. We find out what does confidence look like, what does it sound like, and how do you speak the language of confidence? It runs the gamut. There are some people who really need to work on their messaging because they're too verbose. They can't get to the point. Other people just don't know how to make a message land. And some people can't connect with an audience. And the most important thing is the relationship. You build a relationship first by creating that presence on the platform. And your platform may be a boardroom or it may be a stage, but you must be able to connect.
We are living in a world where the concept of relationship capital has shifted and maybe come more to the forefront for a variety of reasons. You've said success is a direct result of the relationship. Has our emphasis on relationships changed or shifted, or how do you see that?
I think the emphasis on relationship is even more important than it ever was. It's very hard now with all of the technology to create that personal touch. So I still go back to some of the old-fashioned methods of writing thank you notes or sending postcards when I'm traveling because it's so hard to get that personal touch, that personal face-to-face contact. I have defaulted to email communication because that's the only way I can get in touch with my client. Why? Because they're in meetings, they're on the road, and that's how I get my fastest response. But I'm a face-to-face person, so I look for ways to do that. And yes, relationship building is more important than ever before.
We're visiting with Diane Durista. She's the president and founder of Durista Communications, New York-based consultants. That website, www.durista, that's D-I-R-E-S-T-A.com. What do we not understand about the power of listening?
Just that, how powerful it really is. And the other mistake is people think that they do listen when they really don't. Listening is a form of respect. And I think the shift is people think that talking is power. And so if I can maintain the floor, if I can dominate the conversation, then I'm in the position of power. Actually, the opposite is true. The person who's listening has the power. You can't learn something new when you're talking. You learn something new when you're listening. And it's a way not only to show empathy, but it's one of the greatest sales techniques. It says, I care, I hear you, you get the information that you need, and you pick up on nuances you wouldn't be picking up on if you were simply speaking.
Diana, I wanted to roll back just a little for those listening who may just feel that they could use a little bit of tweaking or perhaps get an insight about how to speak better, let's say in front of a group of people or on a conference call. Are there a couple of general tips? I realize that every case is different, but are there a couple of general tips that you might give for folks to be aware of in terms of how they come across, whether it's about the ideas, the phrases, landing an idea, as you say, or even just how they say their words?
Well, the first thing, regardless of the type of speaking you're doing, whether it's an audio conference or it's a large group, the first thing is you absolutely have to know your message. And preparation is 90% and it's only 10% delivery. Most people don't prepare enough, or some of them don't prepare at all. So the first step is book some time with a coach or a buddy, because when you make an appointment with yourself, you will invest the time to prepare. So that's first and foremost.
Okay.
Secondly, know your audience, because you need to tailor your message differently. I see these road shows, they're dog and pony shows, and they're delivered the same way every time to every audience. That doesn't work. You also need to have a little bit of flexibility and spontaneity built in there, so that if something's not working, you can go off in another direction. So I advise people, if you have an hour or a half-hour presentation, have a 10-minute or a 5-minute version, a skeletal outline, so that if your time is cut, you can still get your main messages through.
Diane, do you agree that stories are very powerful ways to deliver?
Yes, I do. Stories are very powerful because they touch us on so many levels. First of all, there's the emotional connection. Secondly, it's a sequence. So it helps not only you in your delivery, but it also helps people to remember, because it follows a logical sequence or a flow when there's a story. So there are so many different qualities and different benefits of storytelling. If you have a resistant audience, start with a story. Why? Because when people engage in listening to a story, they drop their guard immediately and they're drawn in.
Mm.
When you are trying to deliver bad news, stories, short stories, will be helpful as well. If you're interviewing, stories are very effective, because what you do is you take your key points and wrap them around those short vignettes.
Mm. I was curious if you have any advice regarding literally the way we use our voice, the way we modulate, the way we form words or turn phrases. Are there some tips that we can use there?
Sure. Well, the first thing is be aware of your speaking rate and pace your audience. In other words, most people don't say the words too quickly, but they speak on one run-on sentence and they don't put in the stops. So think 3 beats at the end of a sentence. Just 3 beats of silence is what the brain needs to process. If you don't give the brain 3 seconds to process, the message doesn't land. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, who is in front of you? If you're with a very high-paced Wall Street, New York kind of crowd, you better be able to speak quickly.
Yeah.
If you're someplace else where it's more relaxed and more casual and more about, let me get to know you, then you want to slow down.
Yeah.
You can hear pacing and tone over the phone, so match the person.
That's great. I wanted to probe a little bit. Tell me about your activities now. Are you writing? You're speaking? What's going on with Durista Communications?
Well, some very exciting things are going on. I just got back from Egypt, where I was there for 2 weeks coaching their top executives in a telecommunications company.
Wow.
It's very interesting to see how much they admire our methods, and they believe that we are among the best speakers and communicators. Secondly, I am revising Knockout Presentations, so the second edition is coming out.
Wonderful.
Hopefully this first quarter. And I'm also working on an online tool to help people write a speech, because I find that people need a template, they have trouble getting started. So the process that I use with my clients called listener-centered communication will help people online to plug in the information and then have a speech.
That sounds great. Kind of a template approach, isn't it?
Yes.
Fabulous. Diane, thanks for your time on the show. The website, www.dirista.com, dirista.com. The company, Dirista Communications, New York-based consultancy. We've been visiting with Diane Dirista, the founder and CEO of that company. Thanks, Diane.
Thank you, David.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
This podcast is produced by Small Biz America.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.